Imagining the field of merit and space in front. I and all living beings, as extensive of space, now from today on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus, take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy Dharma, take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady Waitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru and the three precious jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind stream. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of Vaitara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. And thinking about all the people on our prayer list and all the people we know and all the people we don't know and all the sentient beings that need healing, physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, that need Dharma. Just doing this for all of them. The four measurables. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. Did I skip something? Oh yeah, sorry. Frustrations. Yeah, I turned the page too fast. Gods and asuras with their crowns, bow down to your lotus feet. I prostrate to Mother Tara, the one who rescues from all needs. I take refuge in the three jewels. I regret all my unwholesome deeds. I rejoice in the merit of all beings. I will hold bodhicitta until enlightenment. I take refuge until complete enlightenment in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. In order to fulfill the purpose of myself and others, I generate the mind of enlightenment. Having generated the mind of enlightenment, I invite all living beings as my guests. I will remain in this excellent conduct of the bodhisattvas. Thereby may I achieve the state of a Buddha, in order to benefit all living beings. May all living beings be endowed with happiness and the causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with the happiness that is free from suffering. May all living beings remain in a state of equanimity, free of attachment for those they hold close and aversion for those they keep distant. And then the meditation, the mantra for emptiness. Om so bhava shuddha sarva dharma so bhava shuddha ham. Out of emptiness, from the syllable palm, comes a white lotus, and from our moon disc. on top of which is my own consciousness in the form of a white syllable tom emanating rays of light. The light collects back and I become the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel with a white body, one face and two arms. My right hand is in the gesture of supreme giving. My left hand is at my heart and holds between the thumb and the ring finger the stem of a Nupala flower that blossoms at the level of my ear. It has three blossoms, the center one in full bloom, the right one having already blossomed and gone to fruit, and the left not yet opened. These three symbolize the Buddhas of the three times. I'm adorned with jeweled ornaments and clad in a variety of silken garments. My upright body is supported by a moon disc, and I am seated in the Vajra position. My crown is a white om, at my throat a red ah, and at my heart a blue hum. At my heart in a moon disc is the white syllable tom, which emanates rays of light, inviting from Patala Buddha Field in the south the venerable wish-fulfilling wheel surrounded by an assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Cha hum bam ho. They become non-dual. Again, rays of light emanate from the syllable at my heart, inviting the initiating deities. Please bestow on me the initiation. Om Sava Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriya Ahum. My body is filled, purifying all stains. The excess nectar overflowing from my crown transforms into Buddha Amitabha. We bless the offerings. Om Vajram Rita Kandali Hanana Huambe. Aso bhava shuddha sava dharma so bhava shuddha ham. Out of emptiness from eight om syllables appears spacious, extensive jeweled vessels, inside of which the syllables om transform into different offering substances, which are clear, unobstructed, and extensive as space. Om Aryam Ahum, Om Padyam Ahum, Om Bhupe Ahum, Om Dupe Ahum, Om Aloke Ahum, Om Gande Ahum, Om Nude Ahum, Om Shabda Ahum. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Agyam Prati Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Adyam Prati Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Pupe Prati Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Dupe Prati Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Aloke Prati Sahun Soha. Om Arya Tara Sapare Ware Gande Pratit Sahum Soha. Om Arya Tara.
Maria Tara, Sapare Ware, Nude Prati Chaum Soha. Oh, Maria Tara, Sapare Ware, Shata Prati Chaum Soha.
I prostrate to Mother Tara, the liberator of beings from existence. The one who liberates from eight worldly fears with Tutare, freeing from illness with Ture. All the wisdom and activities of compassion of the extensive Buddhas, appearing in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings. I prostrate to the one who is extremely white and holds an upala in her hand. At the heart center of myself, visualized as Arya Vaitara, is an eight-spoked wheel with a hub and three rims. At the center on the moon disk is my own mind as Vaitara, encircled by the mantra for increase. Om Tare Tu Tare Dure Mama Arya Puni Jana Pushyam Kuriye Soha. On the eight spokes are the eight syllables, Tare, Tu, Tare, Ture, Soha. On the inner rim, the vowels are placed counterclockwise. Om, Soha. On the middle rim, the consonants are arranged clockwise. Om, ka 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 na cha 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 na cha 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 da na cha 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 da na pa 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 ma ya ra la wa sha sha sa ha sha so ha. And on the outer rim is the mantra of the essence of dependent arising arranged clockwise. Om, ye dharma he tu prabhava he tu teshin tatagata hi avida teshin chayo niroda evam vadi mahashamani ye so ha. The seed syllable and all the letters of the mantras are in the nature of light, and dewdrops of nectar stream forth from the letters. At my crown is the Lord of the family, Lord Amitayas, red in color. Just wanted to point out that the commentary says he's actually white, but he emanates red light, so he looks red, but he's actually white. With one face and two arms, holding a golden vase filled with the nectar of immortality, in the gesture of meditative equipoise. Clad in silk and jeweled ornaments, he sits in the Vajrapat position. He's adorned at the heart with the red syllable Hri, from which hook-like red rays of light emanate in all the 10 directions, collecting all of my life energies that have been robbed, stolen, or caused to be taken away, or scattered by human and non-human beings. Light rays go out and hook back the essence of the five great elements. The life energies and merits of all living beings. Brilliance and dignity of the three worlds, and so forth. All the wealth and goodness of existence and the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of the gurus, Buddhas, and bodhisattvas are also collected back in the form of nectars and rays in all the different colors, and they absorb into the vase in Amitayas's hands. Due to this absorption, the white nectar overflows and enters into my crown opening, absorbing into the wheel, the mantra, and the seed syllable at my heart, And then from that, rays of nectar flow down, filling my entire body. My outer body's washed. The accumulation of unwholesome imprints and obscurations are cleansed. Illnesses are healed. Any disturbances from outer beings are cleared, pacified, as well as the obstacles to life. Thus restoring my life energies, my merits, my broken vows and commitments, and I attain the city of immortality. Outside of myself is a white wheel made of space iron, with space inside like two hats joined together. The ten spokes above, below, and in the eight directions have very sharp points. Turning, so it seems like the rather than being ten spokes, it's more like an axle, isn't it? And have very sharp points turning clockwise in an extremely fast speed, thereby cutting into pieces all obstacles. There's an om at the top and a ha at the bottom. And also these spokes have, these eight spokes also have chari tu chari turi. Soha on them. Tongues of flames of light rays burn and swirl, and thus all disturbing forces are completely burnt like feathers burnt in fire. Then we turn our attention to the wheel at the heart with the mantras and the three rims. White rays emanate, filling my entire body, pacifying illness, disturbances, obscurations, unwholesome imprints, and all obstacles to life. The rays of light go out of the pores of my body and form a white circle of light outside of myself, bringing about the accomplishment of all peaceful activities. Yellow rays of light emanate, filling my body, bringing about an increase of life, merit, dharma realizations, glories, witches, enjoyments, contemplation, and meditation. Light radiates out, forming a yellow circle outside the white circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of increase. And then red light, rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to bring the three worlds under my control. Light radiates out, forming a red circle outside the yellow circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of control. And then the dark blue rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power and energy to achieve all activities of destruction. Destroying all my obstacles, disturbances, unwholesome imprints, diseases, imbalances. lights radiate out, forming a blue circle outside the red circle, bringing about the accomplishment of the activities of destruction. Then the green rays of light emanate, endowing me with the power to achieve all the enlightened activities. And these lights radiate out, forming a circle of green light outside the blue circle, bringing about the accomplishment of all enlightened activities. Lavender rays of light emanate, bringing about stability of the powers of the activities and attainments. The light radiates out, forming a brownish circle, a lavender circle outside the green circle, bringing about stability. All these six circles are egg-shaped and of one single piece, very hard and strong, and cannot be destroyed even by the winds at the end of existence. All the space between each circle is filled with a fresh, newly blossomed blue upala flower, soft and tender. And then we'll recite the mantra. Just take a moment to renew the bodhicitta motivation and either whatever comes to you intuitively or thinking about it cognitively, if you'd like to work on certain things, or just having it all happen at once. ta re tu, ta re tu re ma ma. Aya puni jana pushtim kriye soha. Om ta re tu, ta re tu re ma ma. Aya puni jana pushtim kriye soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha. Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu Re Mama. Ayur Puni Jana Pushtim Kriye Soha.
Om Tare Tu, Tare Tu.
Om Jari Jari Jari. Mama, are you putting on a push to Korea? So you can just complete the sadhana with the Padmasattva Samaya. Om Padmasattva Samaya Manubhaya Padmasattva Dina Patita Dito Me Bhava Sito Kaya Me Bhava Sito Kaya Me Bhava Anurata Me Bhava Tavajiri Me Kaya Tatava Kama Sikshame Sikshame Shriyam Kuru Bhagavan Bhagavan Whatever mistakes I have made because of not knowing or lacking ability or not finding the proper materials, please be patient with these. Om Ayatara Sapare Wari Agyam Padyam Pupe Dupe Aloke Gande Nude Shabda Pratisanto. All the wisdom and activities and compassion of the extensive Buddhas in the form of the extremely beautiful goddess, bestowing longevity and supreme attainments to a great number of beings, I praise the most extremely white and holds Nirvana in her hand. Through the merit collected by this practice, may I quickly attain the state of a wish-fulfilling wheel, and may I lead all beings without exception to a state of enlightenment, thus dedicating the roots of merit. And the blessing food. Om Ahum Hari Om Ahum Hari Om Ahum Hari Ho at Dharma Chakra center of the heart indestructible subtle wind and mind inseparable with supreme merit field, gurus, assemblies, mind-sealed deities, to you we offer desire enjoyments of this circle of magnificence. Oh, please take by being pleased and satisfied in state of uncontaminated bliss. Grant us the holy body, speech, and mind. Please grant blessings to achieve in this life. Mahamudra, profound Vajra Yoga, inseparable with method and wisdom. So...